This is Joe the Assassin Hamilton, and welcome to this week's segment of Wrestle This. Before we get started, I'd really like to thank everybody for the support that they've shown for these segments of Wrestle This. You know, without you, these segments wouldn't have had the success that it's having. So, again, I want everyone to know that I appreciate it very much, you know, and also I want everybody to know that I speak straight from the heart, even though at times I know that I'm going to offend certain people. But if I let that stop me, then if I let that stop me from thinking what I should be said, or at least voicing my opinion on certain subjects, then I think I'd lose the credibility to my statements. So, right or wrong, I'm going to continue to tell you what I think concerning particular subjects. And because in the past, I know that I've certainly offended a wide range of people, from executives to writers to wrestlers to the would-be wrestlers that I refer to as flapoons. Even though I've never mentioned any certain names, every flapoon out there, when I talk about flapoons, everyone out there thinks that I'm talking directly about them. You know, and when they become offended at it, to me, that's just an admission that they know that they are a flapoon. Anyway, as fun as flapoons are to talk about, that doesn't happen to be the main topic for this week. You know, now, before we get started on the main topic, let me clarify one thing. The things I'm about to say are not my way of giving a blanket endorsement to Vince McMahon Jr. and the WWE. There are certain points and issues that I remain critical of both Vince personally and of some of his company policies. However, you know, the fact still remains that Vince is created through the framework of professional wrestling an empire unequaled in the history of wrestling. Because he has done that, he's despised by some, just disliked by others. Some people are indifferent about the whole thing, and some people think he's great. And then you have the people that to his face act like they worship the very ground that he walks on, and when actually most of them have ulterior motives to their actions. Then you have the plain old ass kissers and those that he's simply making it possible for them to make a living, so they'll kiss his ass and actually they'd kiss any ass that would do that for him. And for the most part, because for the most part they really couldn't make a living on their own, especially in the wrestling business. So to be honest, WWE isn't the only entity that has those type of people. Every conglomerate has exactly the same type of personnel at all levels. All tremendously successful people, and they have to deal with these type of people almost on a daily basis. You know, and I've only known a few people in my life that I think that could have done what Vince has done. He was able to do what he has done because, in my opinion, he has greater vision and foresight than most men. However, I doubt that even Vince, especially in the beginning, would have predicted the magnitude of the success that WWE enjoys. Anyone else in wrestling that attempts to compare themselves to the WWE, well, that's just plain nonsense as far as I'm concerned, because no one was in, they're not within light years of WWE as far as the size is concerned, and I really don't see anyone producing a better product. That's not to say I'm completely sold on the WWE product, because I'm not. I think there's room for vast improvement, especially in the storylines, and also with most of the new talent. But I have the same opinion of wrestling companies at all levels. You know, and at the lower level, the storylines are sometimes weak because the caliber of talent involved in them are mediocre at best. But at the WWE level, everything is supposed to be the absolute very best, from production to announcers, to storylines, to talent. I certainly don't think anyone can come close to them as far as their production is concerned, and I think their announcers are all good. But as I said, the storylines are generally weak, and that hurts the younger talent, because the younger talent, they don't know enough yet to be able to properly adjust to those type of situations. Now, some people are laboring under the false concept that I dislike Vince. On the contrary, I have a great deal of respect for what he's been able to accomplish. However, we do have some philosophical differences, especially concerning the integrity of the business and the lack of respect for the business, which is evident in some of the storylines. If Vince still has the final word on the storylines, then he's responsible for the weakness in the writing. Vince needs to understand that after a person has been in the position for as long as he's been in the position that he's in, they can suffer from what we call used to call burnout. In other words, no new ideas. And it's quite obvious that the writers either never did have any new ideas or they're all out of new ideas to present to Vince. And if WWE should ever lose their vast fan base, I'm telling you, they may never, ever be able to get it back. And I personally don't want to see that happen because I think it would hurt wrestling at all levels. And when all the smoke clears, I don't think that there's any doubt in anybody's mind that my first concern is for their welfare of the wrestling profession and the wrestling business, and not necessarily for anyone as an individual or any individual corporation. You know, I firmly believe that not everything Vince is doing needs to be improved on. He's managed to raise the public awareness for wrestling to an all-time high. He set a new standard for wrestlers' pay. He's made international stars out of a lot of his talent. To me, these are all good things, and they all have my support. And I would hope that he would take a very strong look, however, at the way his developmental system is being managed and seek advice from qualified people rather than the unqualified people that are currently managing the system. If Vince ever listened to anything I said, I would certainly hope it would be this, one of my most used phrases: they cannot teach what they themselves do not know. And that phrase sums up the basis of WWE's biggest problems. Writers that don't know the business cannot write logical as well as interesting storylines for any company. If they don't know the business, you can bet your ass they don't know the younger talent either. So how in the hell can they write logical storylines to fit the talent level of the personality and certainly the character of these young people? They don't know anything about these young people, and that's why they fail so miserably in their attempts to develop storylines for them. Vince needs to understand this, and since he's the one that has the final say, he's the only one that can really make the changes. Like a lot of other people, I strive for perfection. No one I have ever known or met has been able to achieve it, but that doesn't mean that me or anybody else should quit trying. And I feel that Vince is a perfectionist also. But his corporation has become so large that he can't do everything himself, and far too many of the people that he does rely upon do nothing but try to cover their own inept asses and seldom, if ever, tell Vince the truth about any situation that could arise. Now, if I was Vince, I'd fire most of them and start all over. Hell, he couldn't do any worse than what he has currently working for him. Now, I know my statements have left you with mixed feelings about how I really feel about Vince, and if I can, let me attempt to sum my feelings up about Vince by doing this. You know, and this is how I would grade Vince and how he's running the biggest wrestling corporation in the history of wrestling. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give him a 7. The remaining 3 points are the philosophical differences that exist between Vince and myself. Well, that about winds up the segment of Wrestle This for this week. I'll be back here next week. I hope you'll join me. If you want to contact me personally, you can do it through my favorite wrestling website. It's www.georgiawrestlinghistory.com. This has been Joe the Assassin Hamilton. Until next week, see ya.